Sarah had had a very long day before she came to Shabbat services with her family. She had gotten up really early for swim team practice. She went out to lunch. She played with her friends in the afternoon. She had a yummy Shabbat dinner with her family at home before she came to temple. So while she sat in the service, she was a little drowsy. And she leaned her head on her dad's shoulder. Her eyes were closing a little, but she stood up when she had to, and she sat down when she had to, and she sang along with the familiar songs. But every once in a while, her eyes kind of closed. And then they got to the song, Seem Shalom. And she knew that the song was about peace because she knew from Sunday school that shalom meant peace. So she listened. Seem shalom, tova uvracha, chen v'chesed v'rachamim. Well, she closed her eyes and she thought about the song. What did chen v'chesed v'rachamim mean? It must be about the ways our world can have shalom, can have peace. So she knew from Hebrew school that va at the beginning of a word means and. So she knew it must be about chen and chesed and rachamim. So what were those things that you need to have world peace? Well, just then the whole congregation got very quiet because it was the silent prayer, and it was so quiet and it was so comfy on her dad's shoulder that she soon fell asleep. Sometimes Jewish dreams in synagogue can be very enlightening. The Compassion Squad! Sarah could not figure out what was happening. This had never happened at temple before. She looked up, and the rabbi was singing, Compassion Squad! Well, it's the superhero Compassion Squad, bringing care and love to everyone. There's Chen, who's moving quickly and with excitement. There's Chesed. And there's Rachamim. Their superpower is that they can spread loving kindness wherever they go. Okay. Wow, I did not realize that chen, chesed, and rachamim were so powerful. They are superheroes of loving care. Well, suddenly, as sometimes happens in your dreams, she wasn't in the temple anymore. She was in her school playground, and it was daytime. Weird. And she saw two of her classmates on the playground, and they both wanted the same ball. Hey, that's mine. No, I had it first. No, me. You can't even play ball well. You just give that back. Here, you cut it out. Ugh. Oh, Sarah was so upset. I don't like when everyone's fighting and is mean. I wish it were more peaceful. We need help. Compassion Squad! Out of the air came the Compassion Squad! Chen! Chesed! And Rachamim! Yay! Chen and Chesed and Rachamim to the rescue! They wave their hearts over the fighting students! They wave them high! I'm really sorry I was mean to you. You're a good ball player. I'm sorry I was so selfish. I think we can find a way to take turns to play. I think we can too. That's more fun for everyone. Yay! Oh, phew! So glad that worked out. Okay.
So glad that worked out. I didn't realize how powerful compassion is in our world. Suddenly, Sarah looked around and she wasn't at school anymore. Now she was in her family room and she sees her little brother and sister. Did you just break my truck? What's wrong with you, you dummy? I'm not dumb. Wah! I'm gonna tell on you. And crying isn't gonna help. You don't know how to take care of things. Oh my goodness, my brother and sister, they're just fighting so badly. I'm just so upset. I wish they could be happier. Compassion Squad! Flying into the room, we're Hen! And Chesed! And Rachamim! And they brought love and care into the room! Thank you. Oh. Hey, I'm sorry I yelled. You seem upset. Is something wrong? Yes, I did not get a part in our school play today, and I feel sad. That's why I was upset. I'm so sorry I broke your truck. Oh, thank you. I'm so sorry you didn't get a part in your play. Let me give you a hug. Oh. Well, Sarah was so happy watching her brother and sister hug each other. She was like, what's that sound? Sarah, Sarah, what's that sound? Sarah, Sarah. Sarah, you fell asleep, and it's almost the rabbi's sermon. I must be awake for the rabbi's sermon. That's the best part. I guess I had a dream. Thank you for waking me up in time. Well, the rabbi's sermon was all about how we can have a world of peace, that we bring shalom into the world when we're caring and we're loving to everyone around us. And she ended her sermon by saying, and so we need to remember the words of our important Jewish song, Sim Shalom. We make peace by living with Chen, Chesed, and Rachamim. Oh, our Jewish superheroes! Everyone in the congregation laughed. Oh, ho, ho, ho. She felt a little embarrassed, but she knew that she had really seen the real Jewish superheroes. Chen, Chesed, and Rachamim. And Sarah knew that even if the temple members couldn't see them, at every Shabbat service, they were always there, spreading their superpower of loving kindness over all the sanctuary. And now a song about chesed. Olam chesed yibaneh, in your service folder. We will build this world from love.